Jane is now ready to introduce this week's third batch of news stories.
We have some stories from around the county that could impact anyone travelling, looking for a home, or being confronted by strangers at the front door. If you are flying out of Norwich, make sure you carry on bag isn't your bag is not too big, as staff are now encouraged to catch out holidaymakers with oversized baggage. If you plan to park on Prince of Wales Road, beware. It costs £1.45 for 15 minutes. A new scheme supported by Age UK Norfolk is bringing homeless people under one roof in the county. The Norfolk Constabulary is warning the public to be on the alert for rogue traders, and there are recent reports that some are turning up on doorsteps in Norwich. And if you are planning a train ride at Eaton Park, take care, because vandals have damaged it and it is closed for repair. Robin will start this useful collection of news stories.
Staff at an airline operating out of Norwich Airport are set to see a rise in bonuses for catching out holidaymakers with oversized baggage. Those travelling with Ryanair out of Norwich can be fined up to £75 at the gate if it is found that their luggage is too big. The Irish budget airline currently operates routes to Malta, Faro and Alicante from Norwich. Staff are currently paid just over £2 for every oversized bag they catch. Airline boss Michael O'Leary says that every time he increases the incentive, the number of passengers with oversized luggage decreases. The change could see workers receive a £3 bonus for every passenger they catch out. Norwich Airport says it has seen consistent increases in passenger numbers year on year. Bosses say that Ryanair, which began operating out of Norwich in 2024, has been a big help. It is rumoured that a new route between Norwich and Dublin is in the works, believed to be curated by Ryanair, although a spokesman for the firm refused to confirm.
Business owners in Prince of Wales Road are calling for Norfolk County Council to slash parking charges on the streets, saying the current fees are extortionate. Traders made the plea after it was revealed that 338 vehicles in the road were slapped with parking tickets in the first 6 months of this year, the most fined area in NR1 so far in 2026. A council spokesman said additional evening patrols were introduced in the street in September 2025, following concerns raised by local businesses. But furious traders blame the hike in tickets on the parking prices, set at £1.45 for just 15 minutes, claiming shoppers refuse to pay the fee. Nikki Borad, the owner of the Cake Inn, said the council needs to lower the prices and give drivers at least 30 minutes of free parking. A spokesman for Norfolk Parking Partnership said, parking charges are reviewed annually to ensure the costs of providing enforcement are covered. There are currently no plans to reduce tariffs or introduce free parking periods on Prince of Wales Road. Carly Harper, Norwich Labour group leader, said, on roads such as Prince of Wales Road, which is a major route into and through the city, there have been long-standing concerns about dangerous and obstructive parking.
A new scheme is bringing people together under one roof to offer affordable housing and support through shared living. Two Generations has launched a home share programme in Norfolk in partnership with Age UK Norfolk to match individuals with a spare room with those seeking affordable accommodation and companionship. In return for a place to stay, Homeshare guests provide agreed practical support and company, helping to build connections and promote independence. Anne Donkin, Chief Executive of Age UK Norfolk, said, "We are really pleased to be supporting the launch of Homeshare in Norfolk by Two Generations. Too many older people tell us they are living alone without the day-to-day connection and reassurance that makes such a difference to well-being. The scheme is fully managed by Two Generations, which handles all screening, matching and safeguarding arrangements." Lisa Godsobel, Head of Operations at Two Generations, said, "We're delighted to be working with Age UK Norfolk to bring Homeshare to more people across the county. The scheme is part of Age UK Norfolk's wider companionship services."
Police are warning the public to be alert after reports of rogue traders targeting homeowners. Norfolk Constabulary has received reports involving doorstep traders offering services such as building, gardening or home repairs. Rogue traders often claim urgent work is needed and the price quoted can increase rapidly. An officer from the force said, "In one report, a company have been accused of harassing a Caistoruncey's resident for significant costs related to unnecessary roofing work. In another, a resident paid thousands of pounds up front in cash for roofing work that never took place." The officer added, "Our service is if you have any doubt, keep them out. You should never agree to buy goods from or have work done by someone who calls unannounced at your door or approaches you on the street."
A miniature railway has been forced to close after it was vandalised. The incident happened at Eaton Park Miniature Railway in Norwich, which is owned and run by the Norwich and District Society of Model Engineers. Volunteers discovered the damage, which is predicted to cost hundreds of pounds to fix, to posts, points in the track and electrical wiring. The railway is planning to be up and running on Sunday, the 28th of June. A large portion of the money collected from ticket sales is donated to five charities, including the East of England Ambulance Service. In 2021, police were called to reports of criminal damage worth £150 to the signalling system and turntable at the railway.